Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while we're
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Our hearts are true.
I am joined in studio by regular sized Kev, our resident movie critic, talking about, well, maybe you'll be able to pick one of the flicks we're talking about this week based on our special theme. Kev joins me across the desk. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So, well, like I say, I could probably take a stab based on that theme, the films we are talking about. We've got a couple. Detective Pikachu is the one I am referring to, and another one, Poms, I believe, this morning. Which one are we talking about first?
We'll be talking about Poms first, and surprisingly, it's not about the British. It's about a couple of American elderly women who decide to become cheerleaders. And about their challenges, and it's a heartwarming comedy, it builds itself, although I have to sort of disagree with both points there.
It's interesting. It's got a pretty good cast, I would have to say. Diane Keaton seems to be in the main role. Diane Keaton, terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Weaver, Pam Grier. Haven't seen her in anything for a bit of a bit. And Rhea Perlman. So some pretty good cast, I would have to say, especially, you know, for a little bit of a comedy mix.
Absolutely. There's a lot of dramatic actors and comedic actors. Rhea Perlman, you know, who's from Cheers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they all put off the comedic bits perfectly. Although the cast is excellent at comedy, and admittedly, when it hits the dramatic highs, the dramatic beats of the story, it succeeds. I really did enjoy them. But the main issue that I had with the film was that it had a very inconsistent tone with the writing. So, for example, a lot of the jokes were very surprisingly inappropriate, like they were trying to write some kind of raunchy comedy, but sort of gave a half-hearted attempt at it. And it just seemed a bit at odds with the sort of heartwarming story that they were trying to go with. And it didn't... Yeah, and I didn't really enjoy it that much, although it was more towards the first half of the movie. The second half, the comedy landed a bit better, but it wasn't really getting any laughs at the audience that I was with.
What do you reckon the audience is for this one?
Well, the audience, I would say, would be much older than I am, but even then, I don't think my older audience I was with, I don't think they really enjoyed it that much. It already hasn't really been getting good reviews online anyway.
My mother's a big Diane Keaton fan, but not much of a fan of the old raunchy comedies, so you may be onto something there, Kev. Our second film of the week, Detective Pikachu. Here we go.
Yes, so it's about a young man in a world of Pokemon who teams up with his detective father's Pikachu partner to find out how his father disappeared.
So this is not Ash Williams. This is not the original protagonist of the Pokemon series that people of my vintage may well be familiar with. This is not the original Pikachu either. It is just a Pikachu,
mm-hmm,
who also happens to be a world-class detective. What did we think?
Yeah, so Ash Ketchum doesn't appear at all in the movie. It's completely new characters. Can you believe it? I actually enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it quite a lot, surprisingly, considering how much of a bad rap movies based on video games have received recently.
I must say, you know, I was actually talking about this with a couple of people yesterday, and they were giving me a little bit of lip over the fact that I thought Detective Pikachu looks like a pretty good film. I've seen the trailers. The comedy in the trailers lands for me. The look of the Pokemon retains that cartoonishness while in a real-world setting. I think it actually looks like, you know, a film I would go along and see.
At least a lot better than Sonic the Hedgehog. but yeah, I agree. When I watched the movie, I thought that the bizarreness factor worked so well in its favor. So I really enjoy, like, sort of traditional stories, but with a bit of a twist. So in this case, a mystery, but with Pokemon in it. And I thought that the mystery itself, me being a bit of a mystery fan after, you know, Agatha Christie getting onto that a few years ago, I really enjoyed the movie, the plot, even though admittedly the plot points did seem a bit disjointed, like, you know, sort of like, have you seen those movies where you can remember the plot, you can remember what happens, but you don't remember the order that the scenes are in? That's sort of how I feel right there. But even then, each individual scene was a bit of fun, so a little bit of a drawback with the plot. But yeah, it's not perfect, sadly. So I did enjoy Ryan Reynolds' take on Pikachu. I really did. But
is there anything the man can't do?
Well, people thought Pikachu, but no, he even pulled that one off. But then I do have to admit that his sense of humor probably got a bit overboard, because some of his jokes are probably, again, a little bit inappropriate for a younger audience.
I was going to ask. That was the one thing I was going to ask. In terms of the audience, I think a lot of young kids are going to go and want to see this one, and people maybe are perfectly willing to take the family along to these ones this morning. But is it does it get a bit inappropriate? I got that vibe from the trailer. Does it get a little bit inappropriate for the youngest kids?
Yeah, a little bit. So I wouldn't really recommend bringing younger kids anyway, because the movie is a lot darker than the cartoon series.
Oh.
So the cartoon series was a lot of adventure and happiness and fun, but here it really does try to go for a more sort of film noir sort of feel with the direction and the acting and the plot and the story as well. So I wouldn't recommend bringing younger kids in.
Fun for the family, but perhaps a little bit older kids.
Yeah, older kids and people like me who really we really want that nostalgia.
The young and the young at heart.
Yes, exactly.
Kev, thank you very much, mate.
You're welcome.
Regular size Kev there, giving us a bit of a rap on Poms. Getting the thumbs down. No rah, rah, rah on Poms from regular size Kev. But Detective Pikachu scoring, I can't remember what the terminology is for the Pokemon, a critical hit. When the Pokemon defeats another Pokemon, it's good. Anyway, it's good, apparently.